Yotna, it's combo. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumban Radio. 22-year-old man handed 6 years in prison with hard labor for breaking into a shop and stealing goods worth over 12,000 kwacha in Kaperimponshi. In African news, a new rights report exposes an alarming pattern of abuses in Zimbabwe. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Kaperimponshi Magistrate Court has sentenced 22-year-old Hagai Mwamba to 6 years in prison with hard labor for breaking into a shop and stealing goods worth over 12,500 kwacha. Mwamba was found guilty of breaking into a building and committing a felony contrary to sections 303 Cap A and 272 of the Penal Code Cap 87 of the Laws of Zambia. The incident occurred on February 22, 2025, when Mwamba forced his way into a shop owned by Alan Chimfwembe at Kaperimponshi Old Market. The stolen goods included a television set, a desktop computer, 96 wigs, two microphones, and a shaving machine. Mwamba sold some of the stolen goods to unsuspecting buyers, including a laptop that was sold to Alan Mula for 700 kwacha. Only property worth 3,500 kwacha was recovered. Mwamba was arrested on April 14, 2025 and appeared in court for trial on April 29 and May 6. Resident Magistrate Chizau Mutete delivered the judgment, stating that Mwamba's actions had caused a significant loss to the victim and disrupted livelihoods. The Ndola City Council has embarked on a bold initiative to digitize the public bus system in order to improve efficiency and restore order in public transport. The council's public relations manager, Rebecca Mshota, says Ndola is among 50 cities shortlisted globally out of 630 applicants by Bloomberg Philanthropies under the Mayor's Challenge, standing a chance to win $1 million to invest in the project. Ms. Mushota says the digitalization process will cover registration of buses and drivers, queuing and enforcement of compliance. She adds that enforcement units, including the Council Police, Zambia Police, Traffic and RTSA, will simultaneously receive alerts on traffic rule violations through the system, making it easier to keep buses compliant. Ms. Mushota stated that stakeholder consultations have already begun, with engagements covering bus owners, drivers, persons with disabilities, pupils, teachers and other groups.
Ndola City Council is in the process of digitizing the public bus system. This means that we wish to digitize the registration of buses, of bus owners, and of drivers onto a digital system. We also intend to digitize the queue as well as the enforcement to enforce against drivers that contravene the traffic rules. This will help us reduce on the piracy, and which is the unlicensed drivers that are operating and the unlicensed vehicles that are operating. It will also help us reduce on the disorderly loading and disloading of passengers.
A resident of Kaloko area of Mansansa in Mukushi district has raised concerns over the shortage of desks at Kaloko Community School. Haid Chisenga told Kumban Radio News that the children often sit on the floor while some resort to using tree stumps as seats. He has since appealed to local authorities to provide desks to ensure that learners have proper seating and a conducive environment for learning.
Ichi chere tobu afya mkusambira, wanatubale sambira mwishita
Kanzinsa constituents, a member of parliament, Christopher Kangombe, says there is need to empower youths with skills and capacity in mining and agriculture. Mr. Kangombe explained that access to commercial farms will enhance productivity. He also called for affirmative action to support the local artisanal miners and believes a foreign direct investment can boost the economy.
My proposal is that why we need foreign direct investment, because these are huge millions of dollars. It will be difficult for local people to raise $300 million because it's a lot of money. But if we started with small-scale mining, exclusively we come up with a law that will state that if you want to do artisanal mining, you just have to be a Zambian, or if you are in Ghana where they are doing gold mining, you just have to be Ghanaian, because there lies opportunities. So I'm asking myself, can we take affirmative action on low-hanging fruits? What are the low-hanging fruits? Every mineral we are producing has got value, so can we align the value chain from mining to the actual commercial side of it?
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Negative 5233.
That's my number, the one with all zeros plus.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits, it's part of our identity. With MTN Namba Yanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, nambayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Namba Yanga.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zamele jalandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg kalembula, 120. 50 kg ondwe, 100 kwacha. 50 kg repu, 180. 50 kg chihuahua, 130. 50 kg lumanda, 600. 50 kg mupilu, 120. 50 kg delele, 600. 50 kg chinese, 150. 50 kg impwa, 600. 25 kg tandolo, 140. 25 kg masau, 190. Onyoni ya redzi ponchi, 250. Onyoni ya white ponchi, 150. Bokosi ya tomato, 220. Nkuku zaloni, 150. Tray ya maegesi, 90 kwacha. Meda delele, 70 kwacha. Meda green beans, 40 kwacha. Meda impwa, 70 kwacha. Meda mpilipili, 80 kwacha. Meda usala, 70 kwacha. Unju unji kalembula, 10 kwacha. Unju unji ondwe, 10 kwacha. Unju unji chinese, 10 kwacha. Unju unji repu, 10 kwacha. Unju unji lumanda, 20 kwacha. Unju unji zirimbi, 10 kwacha. Unju unji green pepper, 10 kwacha. Unju unji mpilipili, 5 kwacha. Unju unji kawawasha, 5 kwacha. Unju unji ziuyu, 25 kwacha. Kabeji imozi, 10 kwacha. Misale, 130. Milisi imozi, 3 kwacha. Azmai ayanje maoda pakombo nlejo lelo, akuna kulala.
These business rates were brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Negative 5233.
That's my number, the one with all zeros plus.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits, it's part of our identity. With MTN Namba Yanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, nambayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Namba Yanga.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Kombon Radio 94.9.
Kombon Radio News.
It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.